Who am I to judge? Pope Francis rocked the Vatican and much of the Catholic world this summer when he spoke those words about the status of gay priests in the Catholic Church. That simple statement seemed to express the Pope's attitude toward homosexuality in general, that the Church ought to welcome people rather than turn them away.
And this week, another sign of possibly shifting ground in the Catholic Church. A group of bishops gathered in Rome by the Pope have drafted a document that expresses a similarly welcoming view towards gays and lesbians. It also speaks inclusively about unmarried couples living together and people who've gotten divorced. Joining us here in the studio is Walter Kunin, chaplain and coordinator of the Multi-Faith Chaplaincy at Brandeis University and the former pastor of Our Lady Help of Christians Church in Newton. Father Kunin has for years been calling for an open discussion about many of the church's bedrock views, and those discussions seem to be happening. Walter Kunin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for coming in. Glad to be here.
Could you tell us what you heard when you thought about this document that came out this week?
I was following it today online a little bit, and very exciting because even though I don't think they're changing the church doctrine or teaching, but there's clearly a whole new attitude about welcoming people. Some of the cardinals were talking about how gay couples are very important. They're committed to the church. They raise their children in the faith. And the same with divorced remarried Catholics who are married, in a sense, illegally, if you want to put it that way, but not recognized by the church, but that we need them at the table of the Lord.
And of course, that's been much or part of the message of Pope Francis since he came to the Vatican, but people wondered if it would extend beyond Pope Francis. This seems to be a sign of some trickle-down.
I think it's moving. As I said, I don't see any doctrinal change happening, but that really doesn't matter in some ways. It's the pastoral approach. And I think what the bishops in Rome are saying is that we need to find ways to welcome these Catholics into the church. There is a lot of division, of course. If you go online, you can see among the different cardinals different opinions. In fact, I saw something today from the U.S. bishops. They were concerned that if we make it too easy for people to come back, divorced, remarried, will that sort of hurt the whole teaching of the church about the stability of marriage? So there's a lot of discussion going on. And nothing's going to be decided, I don't think, here, because they're going to meet again next year. But I think it's very significant.
So your comment about this doesn't mean a change in church teachings, that was echoed in a conversation I had last week with John Allen, the longtime Vatican reporter who now writes for The Globe. You know, he said, again, it's not a change in doctrine, but it is a subtler or if significant change in message. And when you talk, Father Kunin, about pastoral approach, and that's where this will be exercised, how would that be expressed? How would a pastoral approach change based on what the bishops have said?
Well, I think more and more priests, for example, around the world would be more welcoming of divorced remarried people or of gay couples who come to their church. And even though it's not a doctrinal change, when you change the practice, you do change the doctrine, in a sense, because how we live our lives is really what we believe in.
You know, here in Massachusetts, this is, in a sense, largely preaching to the choir. We are generally a liberal state. We have many priests and parishes that have already been fairly welcoming to unmarried couples, gay couples. That is not the case all across the country, of course. It is not the case in other parts of the world, certainly parts of Africa, South and Central America. Does this potentially put priests in those areas in a very delicate position with their own immediate bosses versus what the Vatican is now saying?
Well, I think you bring up a good problem, because now that the church is truly global, when you think of Africa or even lots of South America, for example, the issue of gay people is seen quite differently in parts of Africa. I mean, they could be killed. So how do you set up a pastoral policy for gay people when the country itself or the social fabric of that land is against it? The same with divorce and remarriage, because in parts of the world, even marriage itself is looked at differently. I noticed online that some of the bishops at the Vatican were saying, well, why can't parents choose their own spouses for their children? Is that okay or not? I mean, to us, it would seem crazy. But in some cultures, it's the way they look at it. So is it just different, or is it right or wrong? And I think this is going to be a big challenge for the church as we are finally really global. Well, I mean, we used to be sort of European church transplanted. But of course, now we have a pope from South America. And all the bishops come together, which they never could do years ago until the Vatican Council. So you're getting different ideas, different approaches. So I think it is going to be a big challenge.
Do you think the church at the Rome level is aware of what it's potentially unleashed with this? For example, as you say, how do you, if you are a priest in Africa in a country like Uganda, where if you're gay, you may be killed, how do you then suddenly deliver this new message of openness and welcome and inclusivity from Rome if that's not what for many years your parishioners have been hearing from above?
I think it would be a big challenge. I don't know how you'd actually do it. But I think what's most important is that at the highest level of the church, they are finally discussing things that we have hoped to have discussed for a long, long time. And I think on the agenda, actually, maybe this coming week, I'm not sure, is the marriage of the clergy, which, of course, is an issue that's, you know, also complicated. But if you look at most Catholics in America, they're very open to having the clergy be married or the right to be married.
Father Kunin, you, of course, were someone who stood up against the church in some sense in the early 2000s when there were revelations happening about clergy sex abuse. You called for cardinal law to resign. Many people believe in the end that's why you end up losing your parish in Newton. I'm wondering if in some sense you feel that this is a sign of what you pushed for a decade ago finally coming to be, or at least at
I do feel that way, especially since Francis has been elected. It's given me a whole new hope. I mean, I was kind of discouraged under the last pope. And not that you build your whole life around the Pope, but seeing this whole new attitude in his approach is just very, very inspiring to me. But, you know, I always say about losing my post at Our Ladies in Newton, I said, the church got rid of me, but the Jews took me into Brandeis.
It's a great line.
And I love Brandeis. It's a great school.
You know, in terms of what, if the church, if this is more words than action, you know, if ultimately there's not a huge change in teaching, it's more asking priests at the parish level to be more opening. Do you think that for many people who may be divorced and haven't gotten an annulment, or gay and lesbian couples, is it enough simply for that simple change in language? Is that a relief? Is that enough to bring people back, even if it doesn't result in wholesale change in doctrine or teaching?
I don't think it is, actually. I think we have to make a major effort to welcome people back. You can't say come back to the church if we don't change our whole operation. I mean, come back to the same old, same old. So I think there's still a lot more work to be done, and I suspect that many priests will not be on board with this.
Well, and as much of an earthquake, in a sense, as this is being treated by some parts of the media and some members of the public, certainly, I mean, even the Vatican spokesperson himself said this should not be overvalued. You know, there's still fairly consensus of view among the bishops against same-sex marriage. So this is not a wholesale softening of positions.
But even talking about it changes things.
You think so?
Well, even to admit that we're dealing with this as part of our church, I think it makes a difference, because that's how change happens. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight, of course. But just the beginning to talk about the reality of same-sex marriage in the church is, I think, a big deal.
So it's been a hopeful week for you.
It's been great. Thank you.
That's Walter Kunin. He's chaplain and coordinator of the multi-faith chaplaincy at Brandeis University. He's also the former pastor of Our Lady Help of Christians Church in Newton. Father Kunin, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And always nice to end the show on a hopeful note. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.